You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
Our ministry of over 24 committed grandparents, parents, and yes, even teens exists because of your prayers and donations. If you are not currently a partner with us and would love to help us reach more people through the production of this show or through live speaking events, you can give through our website, counterculturemom.com, by clicking on the pink donate button at the top of the page. Your donations will greatly help us reach more and more people via radio, TV, podcasting, and all the rest. It also helps us cover the cost of reaching thousands of students at schools and conferences throughout America. We received this email 20 years ago from a student when I spoke at her school assembly. "Hi, Tina, my name is Kim, and you came to my school to speak. I just wanted to tell you how much you inspired me. I've always wanted to be someone to make a difference in people's lives in the way that isn't cliche or by the book. Lately, I've been sort of questioning what I want to do with my life, but you reminded me today. And we want to continue doing that as the Counterculture Ministries team. Once again, if you'd like to donate and help us reach more of America's future leaders, just go to counterculturemom.com and click on that pink donate button. Thank you for helping us reach more people in this critical hour."
I bet you think you've got lots of time to raise your kids. I used to think that too, before my first set of children grew up. Now I've raised two sets of children over two generations, and I want to share a secret that not many moms talk about. Most parenting is completed without eternal purpose. Did you know statistics show that over 75% of kids leave their faith behind when they become adults? That's a heart issue due to a lack of relationship with Christ. Listen to this truth. You are the first Jesus your children will see. What are you doing to build a solid connection with them that will draw them to Jesus? How are you teaching them to build a strong foundation on Christ? Proverbs 29:18a says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." What is your vision? How much thought do you give to the relationship you want to have with your children after they become adults? What do you want their relationship with Jesus to be like? And are you taking purpose steps to get there? Don't you wish you could have a proven method to intentionally raise children to know who Christ is? That's exactly what I offer in my Set Apart Collective. Don't rely solely on church leaders or other leaders to shepherd the hearts of your children.
Terry Hitt is a mom who raised two sets of kids over two generations. After losing her firstborn, her perspective shifted. She realized other moms also think they live with eternity in mind, but they get overwhelmed in the day-to-day busyness instead of being purposed to be set-apart women, raising kids who chase Christ over culture. Now she equips women to stop being good moms and become the godly parent God entrusted them to be through her Set-Apart Collective program, books, and podcasts. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. Special needs is the theme of the week. I'm with Terry Hitt, Purpose Parenting Mentor for Christian Moms. Terry, how you doing this morning?
I am great. How are you, Tina?
I'm doing excellent. I need to clone yourself and grab your brain. Everything you just said in that intro video is so spot on. With moms having the busy day-to-day lifestyle, constantly on the go, 90 miles an hour to just get the simple things done in life, laundry, food, keeping the house clean. How can a mom take 50 steps back, maybe do a clean slate after hearing what you're about to share today, and create the life she always really wanted for her kids in a godly environment to make them counterculture warriors?
That is a pack full of question answer, right? The thing is kind of what you and I talked about before we began. Breathe. We have to sit in Christ. We have to rest in Him. And that all starts with identity. It all starts with where we are as women. Are we truly set apart women with the goal of raising kids to be set apart in Christ?
How do we be set apart?
I tell you, with intention, right? You know, the world tells us to be good moms, to be good women, to be good parents, to be good whatever, right? And when we stop and we think, you know, when I talk to women about this topic, because this is so near and dear to my heart, they say, well, you know, God, when He created in the Bible, it says that what He saw was good. But we have to remember that God is so far above us, right? He's holy. So what holy calls good is really different than the world saying, you know, make your own truth and do your own thing, do what feels good. And so we have to decide, do we want to be holy or do we want to be good? And so what I like to do is tell women, don't be a good mom. Don't be a good woman. Be a godly mom. And that means to be set apart for Him.
I also know just from our own household here, moments where the Lord's like, okay, I should have handled that differently. Usually it's that more than, yep, that was right. So I got to look at exactly what I'm doing, how I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. So if something goes awry, conversation not quite right between myself and a child, for example, I know the problem that most moms have is exactly what was in your intro, the busyness. Because if we want to handle things properly, we need time to do so, not just don't do that or go finish that. It's getting to the heart of the issue with the kid and why they did or didn't do it. And it might just be they didn't know they had to or weren't quite sure what to do. But sometimes it is that they're just being disobedient and then getting to the heart issue behind that. All that takes time. Yes. So you can't just rattle off, don't do this or do that, because that kid will, if they don't understand how to fix their heart issue, they will just keep repeating it and we will just keep repeating the same thing ourselves. So how do you get out of that hamster wheel scenario? How do we become the moms that are good moms right now and to become great godly women?
Mm-hmm.
Besides sitting and praying.
Right. Don't parent to stop the behavior. Parent to disciple the heart. Have that as your end goal when you're going in. You know, it's like sometimes moms might get embarrassed. They might be inconvenienced. They might be short on time. And so they just want to parent in that moment to stop that behavior, right? Instead of stopping to think, okay, there's obviously a reason they're doing what they're doing. And as I parent, my main goal is to lead them to Christ, which we're imperfect. We're not going to be perfect every time. Mm-hmm. But that's the end goal. That's our goal. So as we parent with that end goal in mind, you know, it's thinking about the things that our kids are prone to do and maybe how to be a step ahead, right? And be able to parent so that they come to know Christ. We can't guarantee that we can parent that our kids will accept Him, but we can parent in a way that shows that we made Him fully known. And the rest is between God and them. It may be something we see as their children or adults or long after we're gone. We don't know. That's between them and God. But parent the behavior. Don't parent the behavior. Parent for Christ.
Okay, fantastic insight. And what's wild is maybe 10 to 20 years ago, I think a majority of American families looked like what you said. They looked normal. There was time to parent. There was less distractions. There weren't many social media issues or bullying or less drama and chaos in our culture. But I'm going to give you two fastballs that I know you'll be able to handle. The first one is this. Let's say the mom absolutely wants to do exactly what you're saying, but she is stretched to the gills. She might be a single mom. She might be a mom where she wants to raise the kids one way and the husband is, let's say, a deadbeat dad or not a believer, or a believer, loves the Lord, but works 24/7. So the mom feels like she's parenting by herself and has a lot more on her plate than she should had both parents been involved like they should be for whatever reason. Maybe the husband's in the military and not home. Regardless of what it is, the mom is stuck with the majority of the parenting. And she feels overwhelmed. So hearing what you're saying, she goes, that's what I want to do, but I just don't have the capacity. What could a person, a mom in that scenario, do to lessen her busyness to be able to parent better? What could she think about ditching that she might think she actually still needs to do when she really doesn't?
Mm-hmm. That's one thing that I hear from moms a lot is they don't have time. And, you know, I know this is said all the time. People are going to be like, I know. We all get the same amount of time each day. But it really does come down to what our priorities are. And I mean, there are seasons in life, right? I think the first thing is to encourage her where she is and let her know that this might just be a season. If, like you said, her husband's in the military, it's a season. Or even if he's career, the place that you're in right now with your kids is a season. So give yourself grace. In fact, pray for that, right? God, give me the grace. Give me what I need to to raise these kids for you, I like to look at praying scripturally. Golly, I'm trying to think here. I know Psalms, Deuteronomy, there's so many places in the Bible where you can find verses that apply exactly to that. And I think also when women say that they don't have time to read the Bible, look at what you're doing. Are you scrolling? Are you vegging out on a movie at night? I mean, it takes even 10 minutes a day to just get in the Word because, you know, the Bible says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. And even if you are in a season where maybe I've been, where you're taking care of aging parents, you've got little ones in the house, and you just feel so overwhelmed and stretched, listen to the Bible. You can pull it up on your phone, listen to it. And even if you sit down and you take 10 minutes to play with your kids on the floor, maybe you're, you know, pushing cars around on a little mat and you've got that playing in the background right there, you're already getting God's word into them as well. And you can even make comments on what you hear and put that into your playtime too. There's so many little tricks that can be done.
Yep. And I was thinking, like normal, how can I do two or three or 17 things at once? I would be listening to the Bible while taking a bath, because then we can relax and detoxify with the 14 things we're throwing in the tub, including the essential oil, while we're hearing the word of God. So nothing like multitasking. More with Terry right after this.
You lost faith in the government's ability to make sound financial decisions. Our economy, banking system, and the U.S. dollar are failing. How do you protect your wealth in economic times like these? Gold offers protection that paper can't. Unlike stocks and other paper assets, gold is real, has never gone to zero, and has no counterparty risk. Gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years, and many experts are predicting that gold prices are going to continue to rise for many reasons. There are lots of gold companies out there these days, so compare prices and credibility. Call Wholesale Direct Metals now for great service and lower prices. We're a Better Business Bureau A-rated discount gold dealer with zero complaints nationwide.
Call now and request free information. 1-866-925-6626. Ask about using your IRA to buy precious metals. Call 1-866-925-6626 now and protect yourself with gold.
Have you been feeling a little off lately? Many of us have. The crazy thing is, you're not sick. You're being poisoned. GMOs, glyphosates, heavy metals, microplastics, nanobots, and graphene oxide in vaccines. These toxins are everywhere. But there is a solution that detoxifies and goes after the root of the problem, with all natural ingredients that work at the nano and cellular levels. It's called Masterpiece. This organic formula has two natural ingredients, zeolite and sea plasma, both powerfully structured together. The clinical studies are unmatched, and they've got thousands of testimonials with incredible stories. One user said, "Phenomenal product. I've only been taking it for a week and my energy levels are through the roof." To get Masterpiece, just go to masterpiecebyhcs.com. That's Master, P-E-A-C-E, by HCS.com, or click on the link below. Enter code Tina at checkout to get our special pricing. It's literally a dollar a day. Let's ditch the poison. All right, Terry, you got an A-plus for the first half. I got another fastball for you, and then we're going to go into our theme of the week, which is special needs children. But I love how we're looking at just the structure of the family with what to remember, no matter who we're raising, how many kids we're raising, and what special needs our kids do have, both physical, mental, and all the rest. And there's so many kids with needs today. So I think it's critical we break down the family structure on the basics that many of us moms and dads forget just because of the rut we've been in for how long. So your second curveball, fastball, whatever you want to call it, question is this. For the little kids, I can totally see how parents could apply your phenomenal tips and revamp their life to make time for the Lord, dig in deep, take a breather, get stuff off their plate they don't need so they can focus on becoming a godly parent for their kids. Littler kids, I think it's easier for that. Let's say we have, I just spoke at a parent event about 72 hours ago in South Carolina. I had a lot of parents with different issues that their kids were facing. We had a question and answer period at the end. And these are parents with teenagers that are set in their ways, either disobedient, depressed, hopeless, don't care about the world, just in their own space. They're not interested in being obedient with the parent who's trying desperately to lead their kid on the right path with the Lord. What do you want to tell parents who have a stubborn teen or a depressed teen? when the teen has no interest and fights back when that parent tries to be the godly parent that God called him to be.
Mm-hmm. And my heart is with them. I mean, it's a hard place to be. It truly is. And you're right. It's so much easier to lay that foundation at the beginning. But people may come to know Christ themselves later, right? I mean, it's the world we're in. And I would say, number one, you know how earlier I said how draw near to God and he will draw near to you? I kind of take that same philosophy in parenting. You know, most of the time, the more a kid pushes back, the more they really need you. I mean, look at teenagers. You know how they always hug each other? They're always wanting to touch each other. They need that. And even when they act like they don't, they do need you. So I would say don't let your emotions rule your behavior. I mean, that's a whole other topic. And again, that feeds into our identity, right? We've got to be secure in who we are through Christ. Because when those things happen, we've got to be connected enough to not be like, oh, it's me, you know, they just don't love me and back off. We've got to remember our job. We were entrusted with God's kids. And so the harder it gets, the more dedicated we need to be, prayerful, you know, growing our own identity and really being there and even letting them know, hey, I know this is hard right now and you are going through things I'm not even understanding or imagining or whatever, you know, your case may be, but be in there and let them know. Don't let them see your behavior change and let them become the ruler of the home because Christ is the ruler. So keep following where God leads you because you've prayed about it and you are continually breathing him in and out and making him known to them. There's so much I could say on this.
I know it's so tough, but that's a great reminder. And then the thing I'm thinking about while you're sharing is a lot of moms and dads, because I really believe a dad should be the main, not just disciplinarian in the home, but the main discipler in the home. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's key. So a lot of times the moms feel burned out because sometimes the husbands are not doing their job with discipling home and leading the home well. And so it's also tough for women to give if they don't have, or even dads to give if they don't have. And so I just want to do a plug that if you're a grandparent watching this, call your kids, even if they might not be walking with the Lord as much as you'd hoped, or they feel stretched, or you might not understand their situations with their own kids, or you're thinking they're not doing a good job with your grandkids, whatever the case is, encourage your children today. Call them up, leave them a voicemail if you can't get a hold of them, and say, hey, I've been noticing major or better changes in this area. How can I pray for you guys? Can I take them off your hands for 2 or 3 days so you can take a breather? Because us as parents, we can't give if we don't have, and sometimes we just need a break as well. Mm-hmm. But then also parents, call your parents, call your children's grandparents, your mother and father-in-law, and just thank them for all the things that they've done with you over the years to help guide you and mold you. It's everybody encouraging each other too, because we're living in such difficult times. There's a lot to navigate. You're giving me a lot to think about, Terry, today. So thank you very much for your expertise. We're going to go right into the special needs aspect of this series, which I think is critical. Many people do not even think about how many kids are special needs and how many struggles or issues or just hard day-to-day things that parents might take for granted with their kids that they don't realize their neighbor across the street, it's 20 times more difficult or time-consuming because they are raising a special needs child. So mm-hmm. We're going to get your expertise for that, Terry. How do you foster connection with your special needs child?
I think for me, it's been remembering that, again, that end goal, knowing that I'm raising her for Christ, and then really seeing her as the unique person that she was created to be.
And your daughter, how old is she?
Well, you cannot tell it by that picture, but she just turned 19.
Wow.
Now, I would say mentally and emotionally and physically, she's about 10. But just to back up and give you a little tiny background, when we brought her home from China, she was 9. And she had lived in a crib, isolated, where no one talked to her, ate with her for 7 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And so she needed, when we brought her home at 9, she needed, well, one day she'll need a new heart and a new liver. But so she needed a heart surgery. She needed a lot of dental work done because she had, and she had a terrible bacteria in her ear that had festered her whole life. So she's deaf in one ear and almost deaf in the other ear from this urine bacteria. But I mean, she's a miracle. It's a miracle she's here, and it's been a miracle to be her mother.
If you're a busy mom like me, juggling kids, home life, and everything in between, you know healthcare is a huge decision. What's worked for me and my family for over a decade? MediShare. Over the years, I've had all four of my kids with MediShare, gone through two major surgeries, and never once stressed about the bills being paid. MediShare is affordable, saving us up to 50% compared to other healthcare options. And I love knowing our money never ends up supporting things that don't align with our values. MediShare offers 24/7 access to telehealth services as well. Have a sick kid in the middle of the night? Not a problem. They've got your back. So if you're looking for healthcare that fits your family and your values, I can't recommend MediShare enough. Call today at 1-866-88-BIBLE and be sure to mention Counterculture Mom when you enroll. That's 1-866-88-BIBLE. And join the thousands of families like mine who found healthcare that truly cares about what matters most.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
Terry, we have a 1-2 punch here with the last remaining minutes, but three critical questions, a phenomenal book you have coming out in December, and of course your website, because people have to come invite you to speak in their areas at terryhitt.com. More with that in a minute. Last three critical questions. How has raising a special needs child affected your view on eternity?
I can tell you, my view on eternity was already affected when we lost our oldest daughter unexpectedly. And so by that time, I truly, and I know that each day I'm going to get more and more that way, because we can't, it's like peeling layers off an onion. We can't say we're there, right? But I mean, I don't take a moment for granted, and I know how precious life is. And honestly, it was because of losing our first daughter that we had the faith to bring home our youngest, when we had people say, she's not going to make it. You know, she's not healthy enough, don't do it. But God was like, no, she is yours. And we hit on the 17th of this month, we hit 10 years that we've had her home. And we're prayerful for many, many more years before she needs that heart transplant. We pray she never needs it. She just, this one keeps going.
Just amazing. Plus, I think the Lord's around the corner, so I think you're going to be just fine. How have you raised your special needs child to choose Christ over culture?
By remembering that she is human. And again, that end goal is the same. And looking for those unique things that God crafted into her and playing into those and nurturing those things.
Do you have a lot of these topics on your website, terryhitt.com, for parents to jump on board and get resources? And that's terryhitt, T-E-R-R-I-H-I-T-T.com. And if so, where do we go to navigate that and get that content?
I tell you what, I have got a Good to Godly, a 31-day scripture and prayer guide. You can see right there. That is one thing I love to fill the moms, because it's all about how we parent and who we are through Christ. So that is one thing that moms have really been enjoying. I've got more resources coming. I don't have what we just discussed on my website, but I am feverishly working on more resources to add. And of course, I've got my Set Apart Collective program for women. They can join that. And we go into all of that in this program too.
Well, I mean, we're cut from the same cloth. The top of your website here, underneath the Set Apart Collective, everybody, in case you're tuning in via podcast or radio, says, are you ready to raise kids who choose Christ instead of culture? Yes, amen. And that's exactly why we have the program and exactly why we found you to get in the mix. That is what we want for our kids. And I totally agree with what you're saying throughout this episode. You know, I hear messages like yours and I'm like, can I redo my parenting years and take them back 17 years and just start over again with having the four kids? But then again, we are who we are today. The kids are who they are today. And of course, when we change, they notice that change and then they change. So God has us on a fantastic journey. Your information was incredible today. Thank you for your time, Terry, on jumping on the program. Everybody out there, help donate to the cause with what Terry's doing. Grab her book coming out in December. Your book, what is the title of that baby coming out December 2nd?
It is called The Good Mom Trap, Break the Lie That Good Parenting Creates Godly Kids.
Well, look at that. And we got to wait till December at least. At least when we grab it in December, we can have it underneath the Christmas tree to give to our friends, family, our parents, grandparents, down to their kids. We can spread the word. So book is coming out on December 2nd, everybody. Terry Hitt, HITT.com. Check it out. Terry, thank you so much for jumping on that program today. You rock. Keep up the excellent work.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over two decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.